Till our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I know every time I come on this broadcast, you know, that's the first words come out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah is the highest praise. I mean, Lord, thank you and praise you for everything. Everything. Not just the good, the bad, too. Everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Why? Because, boy, in all things, you say give thanks in all things. Why? Because, boy, in him and what he's doing, everything is all right. Boy, you don't have to worry about nothing. I'm going to say that again. In him, you don't have to worry about nothing. Nothing. No matter what come up on this earth, you know, all the calamities, all the pandemics, all the sickness, all the death, everything. In him, you don't have to worry about nothing. Because in him, boy, everything is all right. Boy, he said a powerful word, man. He said, listen, boy, I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord. Many are the plans in your heart. But the plans that I have for you, said the Lord, my counsel and that plan going to stand. My purpose for your life going to be, ain't a devil in hell, ain't a demon, nor a circumstance, nor a situation, nor a symptom can alter, man, and stop God's plan and God's purpose, man, for your life. Well, and as you come to the knowledge of that, and those of us who have come to the knowledge of that, as we grow in the knowledge of that, you begin to feel that way. Lord asked my mother a long time ago, how would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? And boy, when my mama told me that, man, about 15 years ago, between 10 and 15 years ago, when she told me that, man, that revolutionized my life. She said the Lord told her, asked her, how would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? And she thought about it, you know. Thought about the trials, the tribulations, the bills, everything. Life in general, everything. All that you're going through. Everything, all that. And then, man, she had a glimpse. God gave her a glimpse of a feeling, man. I don't know how to say it, but I guess he spoke it to her heart that in all that you're going through, no matter what it is, everything all right. And she said, in the midst of all the trials and tribulation and the thing that she saw and the lack and the poverty and everything that was living, she said for a moment she felt that everything was all right. And then when she got that feeling for a while, then she told the Lord, I said, Lord, I would feel great. I would feel wonderful. And the Lord told her, then feel that way. Because everything is all right. And when she was telling me that, it was like the Lord, you know, I don't know, the spirit of the Lord had to be on her, you know, because it captured my heart and my spirit. And it was like the Lord speaking to me through her, asking me the same thing. How would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? No matter what you're going through, no matter what, everything. Yeah, but what about mankind's greatest enemy, death? Everything. That even in death, you got victory. There ain't no grave gonna be able to hold you down. Everything all right. And man, I had experienced that feeling, man, when the Lord first came into my life and back in 1980. And saved me and found me dead in trespasses and sins and redeemed my life from that life of destruction. Not only did he redeem my life from that life of destruction, but he did something else. He crowned me. And what he crowned me with was glory and honor. Boy, when he came into my life back there in 1980, man, in that car on my way back from Houston to Bunky, Louisiana with a car full of drugs. I was a drug dealer. God spoke to my heart. Hey, sinner, you're on your way to hell. And that captured my attention. And I prayed a simple prayer. You know, I said, Lord, I don't know if you're real or not. I've been hearing about you all my life. I was in church from a little boy, man, and when I grew up, got away from that, man. I said, so Lord, I've been knowing about you all my life, but I don't know if you're real or not. But if you're real, save me. Because I don't want to go to hell. And boy, in a moment, something happened. I can never explain it. I've been trying to explain it for 40 years. And this is about as far as I get right here. But boy, something happened. God came in that car with me. And when his presence came in that car with me, man, I wasn't worrying about nothing. Everything was all right. I felt that way for that time, man. For the moments, man, when God changed my life back then. I felt that way. I mean, everything was all right. I can go into a little detail, but for the lack of time, I felt that way because his presence was there with me. And boy, I wasn't worrying about nothing. No fear, nothing. I did some strange things, man. I was going down the highway, man, you know, and driving, man, at 70 miles an hour. And listen, this is strange. I don't know if this might help somebody. I turned the lights off on the car, and I just took my foot off the accelerator and my hands off the steering wheel. Boy, God was with me. And when I did that, it wasn't no fear or nothing like that. It wasn't no testing God. It wasn't no trying God, man. It was just, man, like he was driving then. I was like the co-pilot then. He had took over, man. I'm trying to explain how it was, how I was feeling, man. Everything was all right. And the car just, man, gradually, man, came to a stop, man, and it rolled off the road. Over across a little ravine, over across against a fence, and God began to speak to my heart. And in that time of fellowshipping with God, I'm telling you, everything was all right. I can't explain that. You know, people call it a personal relationship with the Lord, a personal encounter with the Lord. And everything was all right in that little time. Boy, and he saved me. And he sent me, man, back home. I was a changed person. And then I began to grow. My point is, you know, that boy, when my mother told me that, man, how would you feel if you knew everything was all right? Man, that was like God was telling me. And he reminded me of how I felt back then. And then he said something, you know, to me after that. He said, I didn't ask her and I didn't ask you, how would you feel if everything was all right? He said, I say, how would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? See, look, everything is all right, regardless of whether you know it or not, everything is all right. But the only way you can feel that way, man, you got to know that. And for all those years, you know, I just began, man, to study God's word. From 1980, man, for the first 25 years, from 1980 probably till 2005, man, I became a disciple of Christ, a student of the word. I moved to Houston, man, back in 82, man, and I left Bunker and went to Lake Charles, and then from Lake Charles to Houston. And I stayed there, man, you know, till 2008, man, from 1982 all the way to 2009. And in all that time over there, man, I just studied the word of God. I just studied the word of God. I go to work, and man, after work, man, hey, then I begin. I go to my job. And after I come from my job, then I go to my work. Where's my work, man? When I felt that way, you know, and after I had felt that way that for that moment, man, you know, it like it was lifted off me, you know. But I knew I had an encounter, boy, and I couldn't wait to get home and tell everybody, man, that this God that we've been hearing about, this God that they talk about in church, man, he's real. Because I had a personal encounter with him. I don't know why I'm going this way. I'm just led of the Spirit. Like I say, when I come on this radio broadcast, I don't have no pre-planned sermons or anything of that, you know. All I do more than all I was doing during those times, all the years, I was just filling myself up with the word of God. I wasn't just reading the Bible to get sermons out of it. When I'm talking about study the word of God. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. Not by man, but approved by God. To get the approval of God. Because when you get the approval of God, then you can rightly divide the word of God. The word of truth. You can listen, there's a lot of it, man, being divided out there and being shared out there, man. But as a result of it, man, the people still don't know. Don't know what, Arthur? That everything is all right. Everything is all right. Well, your eyes ain't seen and your ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts all the things that our Father has in store for us. And all those things that he has in store for us, man, they for eternity. I'm not talking about 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years that we live here upon this earth. I'm talking about, boy, life beyond that. Eternity. And boy, there's a gospel about it, man. They don't have to start, man, in the sweet by and by when you die and go to heaven. No, that's here now. You can start your when you know your destiny, you can start your and chart your course toward that destiny. When or now. Now. When or now. Let me say it plain, boy. You can start living, man, like you in heaven, man, now.